Globalist Macron officially sworn in as French president. By Breitbart London on May 7, 2022. Paris, AP, President Emmanuel Macron was inaugurated for a second term on Saturday, vowing to first take action to avoid any further escalation of Russia's war in Ukraine before going on to focus on promoting France and Europe on the world stage. Macron was re-elected for 5 years on April 24 in a runoff that saw him beat out populist rival Marine Le Pen. "The time ahead will be that of resolute action for France and for Europe," Macron said. He promised to first take action to avoid any escalation following Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Macron vowed to take action relentlessly with a goal, which is to be a more independent nation, to live better and to build our own French and European responses to the century's challenges. Macron also promised to find a fair method to govern the country and ease social tensions by making the government and parliament work together with unions, associations and other people from the political, economic, social and cultural world. While he presided over strict lockdowns and coronavirus vaccine mandates as the pandemic swept through France, most restrictions have now been lifted and there was no sign of masks or social distancing at the inauguration. The event seemed unusually child-friendly for French presidential ceremonies, with several dignitaries bringing their children, and at least two in baby strollers. Macron, 44, has no children of his own but has stepchildren and grandchildren, some of whom were there. About 500 guests were invited to the ceremony. They came primarily from the world of politics, though also included actors, healthcare workers, military officers and former presidents François Hollande and Nicolas Sarkozy. Most of those who received a coveted invite to the event were white men in suits, despite a growing push for diversity in French politics. At his arrival in the reception hall of the Élysée, Macron winked at his wife, Brigitte Macron. The president of the Constitutional Council read out the results of the election and Macron was given the necklace of Grand Master of the Legion of Honor, France's highest distinction, before making his speech. He then went to the gardens of the Élysée Palace and listened to 21 cannon shots being fired from the Invalides Plaza to mark the event, in line with tradition. Macron also reviewed the military. Troops present at the ceremony included part of the crew of the Mange, the French Navy's second biggest ship that is key to France's nuclear deterrent. It was notably used for the tests of France's nuclear-capable submarine-launched AM-51 missiles. The symbol can be seen as a show of force at times when France is deeply involved in efforts to stop Russia's war against Ukraine, including via sending truck-mounted cannons and other heavy weapons. Macron's second term will formally start on May 14. Angela Charlton contributed to this story. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.